Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this Taco Tuesday. Think I might go get me a couple of them today.
Tacos.
Tacos. Love tacos, man.
Are you guys both, you like hard tacos, right?
Yes.
You like soft, but you probably do corn, don't you, over flour?
Yeah.
Why are you making a face?
I don't like the corn ones.
I do hard corn.
I mean, I'll eat them. Don't get me wrong. Am I not eating them? Of course I'm eating them. But I prefer the flour. By the way, the weird thing after having my throat surgery is that I can't handle spicy food?
Yeah.
You
know I know the real thing.
I can't handle spicy food anymore, and it's driving me insane.
The gag reflex is gone.
I didn't have one. That's not what they were working on. It is weird to try to eat something now that I would never consider even spicy. And I'm like, damn, what's
really
in that? Yeah, I can't. Turned into such a bitch.
No, I think you just realize it.
It's like
when you get older, you find out who you really are.
When music becomes noise, you're like, I'm an old man now. Have I always been a bitch? Yes.
Draymond Jones is headed to Baltimore. Ravens have not confirmed it, but Jones did. He said the NFL is crazy. He went on to say Cam Ward's going to be a beast. Just let it marinate for a little while. But he said he's also looking forward to coming to Ravens. He has 4.5 sacks so far this year. His career high came back in 2020 with 6.5 sacks. 9 quarterback hits. I'll give you all the other stats that are supposed to mean something. Jeremy, why is this with a player whose career high is 6.5 sacks, why does this make a difference for the Ravens' pass rush?
Because he instantly becomes their best pass rusher.
Yes, that's why.
I mean, it's a part of it. Like, if Kyle Van Noy kind of gets back to what he was doing. But, again, you get older, it's not like things usually get better. There's a handful of guys that happened, but I think all those guys were involved with steroids. You look at a guy coming in, he's having his best season so far. It's new life. You need a pass rusher. I think this was a good move, all things considered, of bringing somebody else in. And I do think that there's an opportunity here in this scheme for him to add to his sack total and maybe be the best pass rusher on the team. And I know that's not what you would have expected at the beginning of the year, but here we are.
And I am of the opinion, just because you're better than what I have doesn't mean you're good enough. I don't know whether he is, but, you know, that's the third time I've heard since the trade that he's better than what we have. Mm-hmm. Is he good enough?
Well, yes. And I think the reason is because you're not getting Max Crosby. You're not getting Myles Garrett.
You're willing to give up, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting. First, they're not going to be available, you know, because they're not giving these guys up. And particularly the last two I mentioned, because they're within the division. We're not going to get those guys. You might get a Max Crosby if you know, they decide, well, we got going nowhere and they're in, you know, another division. But I think you take what you can get, and he's better than what we have.
That doesn't tell me you're better. They're good enough. If I have a quarterback that's not good, then I go out and get Jameis Winston because he's better than him. Because
he's gooder.
Jameis Winston's still not going to win games for me. He's just better than the guy that I had before.
Oh, he's going to win some games for you, but he's also going to win some games for the other team. That's what he's going to do.
So that's kind of what I'm saying.
He's confused about stat padding.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be for them.
Hey, I threw another touchdown. No, that was a pick six, buddy. You don't get the TD.
Somebody scored. Again, I'm not saying that he's not. I just, if I'm looking at what he's done in the past, I'm trying to figure out why I'm excited over this. 5 years ago was his career. No, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. 3 years ago, he duplicated it. 6.5 sacks. But for the most part, he's a 4 to 5 sack guy. I don't know why I'm supposed to get excited about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he might be Owe, but again, now you got your safety back there as well and adding him, and you gave up essentially a pick that could become a fifth? You know, this is kind of how the Ravens have worked before, right? Because when's the last time you remember them giving up a first round pick for anything outside of going up to get their quarterback again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did that, and I don't think anybody has an issue with that move. But like, I watched the Eagles over there and Howie Roseman, and I'm not saying every move he makes is right, but
it's
good. But he's attempting to win now. He knows that his window's open. And I think that here in Baltimore, we try to keep the window open for as long as we can. I like the move personally, especially for what you gave up. But at some point, I think you got to start looking at giving up more to get something. And I know we all think about right now where Eric DaCosta has to think about next year and the year after that and so on.
I'm officially waiting to see on a move. I am. And that's probably a cowardly way out, but I'm just being honest with you.
I mean, I was going to call you a coward.
Based on what he's done in his career, I can't get excited. I can't. He's got about 2 or 3 more sacks in him based on what he's done. Now, we could say, you can't even call scheme because he played for Denver, he played for San Fran, and this year Tennessee.
I think he's got a better motor than some of the guys on this team have. But the other thing with him, too, is 4.5 sacks that he's got in how many games?
Nine.
So, you got another 8 games with him. Who's to say he couldn't get another 4?
He's got a sack in 4 consecutive games.
Yeah.
Let's hope he keeps it up to 10 straight. I'm rooting for him, but I'm just saying based on what his resume is.
It doesn't sound like a coward like you is rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him. I am. I don't know where to put it.
Joe, could you isolate that for me, please? Rob doesn't know where to put it. That's the one. Yeah. But no, you're not wrong in what you're saying. Like, you know, you want more.
It's, right.
I'm hungry. Here's something to eat.
Feed
it's a bag
me,
of
Seymour.
Chips. It's a bag of, they ain't going to feed me. I mean, yeah, it's going to help. But I just think I'd like to see another move here. And probably on the defensive side, where I know a lot of people would rather see an offensive lineman or someone added. But we'll see if they make a couple more.
What's funny, how many has he got? Four?
Four and a half.
The names I just mentioned, Max Crosby, TJ Watt, they both have 5.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
but let me ask you this. Out of those 3, who you think going to get, who would you think have a better chance of getting ended with 10?
You know the answer.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I course. Mean, he has 4.5 based on his resume. He ain't getting too many more. They have 5 based on their resume. They're halfway there. That's the difference.
It is kind of amazing when you look around the league. There are a lot of really, because they focus on that, a lot of premier pass rushers now. They really come to the front. We just haven't had one since Suggs, really.
Suggs, that's it.
You know, we've had some good ones. Zadarius, Judon was good. Yeah. They were good. But we haven't had that Aiden Hutchinson, Miles Garrett kind of guy.
And Draymond Jones is better than what we have. That's not hard to do. Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, before I get to the Ravens, man, I think y'all need to check on Rashawn, man. I think he's not doing too good, man. That man called me talking about, man, I threw $100 on cop in the cover of the spread. I'm going to go ahead and throw all that on the Cowboys money line. Look what happened, man. Hey, Jeremy, man.
Yeah.
See, I was going to take the Cardinals, but messing with Rashawn, man.
Oh, he had you going the wrong way. See, yes. That's what I had somebody ask me last night. They were like, do you like the Cowboys or the over? And I don't like either one of them. I like the Cardinals. Why? I said, you're not going to like this, but 80% of the public is betting on the Cowboys. I'm not going with that because 80% of you don't win all the time. So I faded it completely and took Arizona, and they won it outright.
Yeah.
But look,
they dominated that game, actually.
Back to this dude we drafted. We traded for. I mean, I know some people, they mad. I mean, it's better than what we got, man.
But that doesn't mean good enough. Why does everybody keep saying it's not hard to be better than what we had?
Rob, can I finish?
No, but I'm just saying it's not hard to be better than what we had. Trippy, that's not tough.
What we had, though? What we had?
You had nothing.
At this point, I'd rather take Terrell Suggs than Kyle Van Noy. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Trippy, do you understand? You understand you're proving my point. Just because he's better than what we had doesn't mean he's good enough.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like Eric about to make another move. So I'm looking at, I know some fans not going to like it. I mean, I would love to get the boy from the Jets, though, but we don't get them. But see, I don't know, because he's another podcaster. I don't know about these podcasters, man.
What you got against podcasters, Trippy?
You know what he's got. Come on.
Let me put it like this. Let me just say something real quick, right? Because I wanted to say this last week. Remember when they came out with the report about, oh, they said Harbaugh removed the games. Now, I don't want to get you all an uproar, Bob, but
no,
hear me out.
I was wrong.
Hear me out. Fans was calling, oh, he shouldn't do that, this and that. Now, hear me out. As soon as Lamar do it, oh, yeah, he's a leader. Now, I'm not saying Lamar's not a leader, but come on now. So I feel like maybe Lamar might be saying next, hey, stay your ass off that podcast, hello? You know what I mean? So,
and so, Trippy, if you were in the front office and you interviewed players for the draft, I got a feeling one of the questions you would ask, would you do a podcast if you got it?
Yep, I would. I'm just being honest with you. But, hey, I love the Orioles, the GM. I don't know too much about them, but, hey, hopefully Mike and the other dude make some moves, and then maybe maybe we could do something that the Blue Jays did, man. I don't know. But, hey, great talking to y'all, man. Y'all have a great Tuesday, man.
You too, man.
410-583-1057 is the number, the anti-podcaster for NFL players, Trippy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.